This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
Hello, and thanks for joining me today. I'm medical intuitive Carol Reitberger, and today is my Conversations with Carol show. I have this show every month, the last week of the month, and basically what it means is we don't have any specific topics, but I do want to tell you, I so appreciate all the emails and show suggestions that you send to me because it gives me a chance to know where your interest is. And then, of course, I love researching these different topics and illnesses, and then weaving in my medical intuitive skills. So keep those suggestions coming. You can send them on my website, www.ritberger.com. And so what I'm going to be doing is I'm literally going to be taking calls the entire hour. So if you do have a call for or a question for me, you can call me at 877-230-3062. That number is in U.S. and Canada, and then also international callers works as well. I get calls from all over the world. You can call 877-230-3062. All you have to do, of course, is dial your international calling number. So I'm looking forward to sharing the different times of sharing my medical intuitive skills and kind of getting a sense where everything is going, where you are and the energy and everything. And I have to say that around the energy, it's like, OMG, 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 what's going on? I keep sending out these vibe mails to the universe and all my spirit guides and saying, OMG, what's going on? You know, the tension seems to be getting worse and worse or better and better. I'm not really sure. It depends on where our thoughts are, but it's really kind of the energy and the division between the spiritual nature of who we are and the physical nature of who we are is like they're on different sides of the fence, with a fence that's got miles and miles between it, and the tension is really, really tense. And so what I do on a call like this, or my show on Conversations with Carol, I always started out by talking a little bit about the energies, because I think, you know, it's that cliche, misery loves company, but I want to change that, joyfulness loves company, because I think that it really helps us understand what is going on in the energy field right now. And what we are is we're all about clarity. We're all about going in and getting clear about who we are, what our core values are. And when I talk about core values, I just did a workshop in Minnesota last week, and I was talking about core values, and one of the participants said to me, Carol, so can you finally explain what core values mean? And what I said to this person is core values aren't what's established by our conditioning. It's not what our mind thinks they should be. Core values is what we hold near and dear to our heart. It's the part of ourselves that when we compromise those core values, even a little bit, we actually experience an emotional reaction. Most likely anger. The soul uses anger to let us know that this is something that you've been compromising for a long time. The greater the anger, the longer you've been compromising it. So the soul uses that anger to basically get that emotion that's been buried down inside of you, get it up to the surface of the skin, get it out in the open, let it emote itself in a way that hopefully is constructive. It depends on whether you're the giver or the receiver in that particular note. But the bottom line of it is that it's that near and dear heart part of you that basically drives your behavior. It's what is so important to you that you feel an instantaneous emotional reaction when you compromise it. And then following that compromise and possibly that anger, that seems to be the emotion that's really welling to the surface right now. But the next emotion that we're finding is a sadness. And I have been dealing with readings the entire month of September about, Carol, what is this sadness? And I always kind of look at it and try to look at it from a different perspective, because my spirit guides keep saying to me, if you would just, Carol, and all of us, not act upon the obvious, but look beyond the obvious, then we would find the opportunities within the challenges that are being presented us. So when I've been doing these readings and I've been having people all over the world saying to me, Carol, I can't shake this sadness. I don't know what's going on. Why am I so sad? And the answer that I give them and I give myself is, it's just giving us the opportunity to reconnect with ourselves, to reconnect with our soul, to really get back into those core values, those things that are important to us, those things that bring forward our compassionate nature or our joyful nature, or that can give us the satisfaction or present the contentment that we're looking for, or to be able to bring the happiness that we're looking for. And happiness is an inside job. Joy is an inside job. Contentment is an inside job. And it really comes from the heart itself. So the sadness that we're feeling in the energetics of things is that we are literally, we have reached, and we are even beyond, even though we may not be consciously aware of it, we are actually beyond the tipping point of moving out of fear-based consciousness. That's what brings the anger forward. That's what we do when we basically allow our fears to compromise our core values, meaning the authentic part of who we are. We get caught up in that fear syndrome, and then what it does is then it creates all a myriad of different negative emotions, sadness, sorrow, despair, dread, disappointment, regret, guilt, grief, all of those emotions that are basically tied to our soul saying to us, stop, take a deep breath, then look at what in your life you can change. And it doesn't have to be the mother of all things, just what can you change in this moment? What are you feeling compromised about? How is this making you feel? Is it making you feel angry? Is it making you feel sad? Well, if you feel either of those, then we have the opportunity to step back and to create the momentum of change. And that happens in baby steps. This leap of faith works in a lot of areas, but when it comes to manifestation, it is literally one baby step at a time. And when we make that change, it creates a domino effect in the field. And then what we do is our perception of ourself and of our experiences and challenges begins to change. And then we start to recognize that we really do have control over what's happening. Maybe not of other people or environmental things, but we do have control over the way that we respond and react to things. And if we go back to our heart knows how we should react to things. Our heart, when it, you know, creates that compassion or that empathy, it really isn't directed to other people to begin with. It's really for ourselves. And that's what the energy is now. It's about that clarity. And when you feel those experiences, I say in my readings, I've said it in my workshops this month, the reality of it is when you feel those emotions, you have a wonderful opportunity that's been presented to you to take a deep breath and just basically ask yourself, am I ready to change this? If the answer is no, so be it. There's no jury and judge and in the field and the spirit guides and on the other side. All they do is say yes and all they do is support us. So when we say, no, I'm not ready to deal with this right now and make the changes, so be it. Then what will occur is another situation, another experience, another challenge, maybe with a different person, a different situation, but with the same core theme, will rear its head again, and we have the opportunity to take a deep breath and say, am I ready to change it now? That's what the energy is about, and it's so quick. The energy is in this quickening of what's happening is these opportunities for us to revisit a lot of our compromise that we've experienced over the course of our life is coming up faster and faster. The emotions that are connected with it are stronger and stronger to the point where it's difficult for us to sweep this under the rug or to, you know, not speak our truth. And that doesn't mean that we have to yell at people and we have to throw things. It just means speaking from your heart. The words that are spoken from the heart may be the same words that are spoken with anger, but the reality of it is that in anger, people don't hear you, but when spoken from the heart, then they know it's your truth, and then they have the opportunity to decide, do they want to change their behavior? Do they want to think about their own actions, and what control do they have over their life? And that is the momentum of the energy right now, and if you find yourself where you just, the anger wells up and everything, it isn't using it as a motivator in the way that our brain thinks about it, but it's basically saying, well, thank you for coming forward. What can I do with you? What can I change? and then take that first baby step. That's what this energy is all about. It's going to continue this way through the end of 2012. It will continue this way into the beginning of 2013. So you can realize in your enlightenment, enlightened within you, in your inner wisdom, that you have the power within you to control your reaction and to not compromise who you are. We don't know what that looks like. This is kind of uncharted territories. We're literally breaking free of, you know, thousands and thousands of years of conditioning. And if we can go back and recognize that what we do affects all and what all does affects us, and we can look at our behavior and we can look at our life and look at our challenges that way, then we will be able to step into this enlightenment and then be able to honor the true, authentic self of who we are. And then our soul will say the words that needs to be said so we can basically end this core process or these habits, and then we will find that happiness, joy, self-satisfaction, inner contentment that we're looking for. So I did a reading the other day with a woman. It was just yesterday, and one of the things her spirit guide said to me, and I've heard this before a couple years ago, her spirit guide said, sit down, buckle up, hold on. And it's like I hesitated, honestly, to share this with her because I thought, oh my gosh, what, how she's going to react to this. And, you know, I don't want to put her into a place where she's going to dwell on this through the whole reading, yada, yada, yada. And all of a sudden, I found myself in that same place doing what I love doing, which is readings. And this voice inside said, what it's saying is it's saying we will survive this ride. But if we do it by putting ourselves into the fray or into the chaos, then all we do is find ourselves twisting, turning, losing sight of who we are, unable to be able to gain the control of our life and the habits and so forth. And we literally become part of the problem. So be it. If that's the purpose, then we can. But the reality is the energy is right now and saying, go inside. Find out who you are, love who you are, connect with who you are, and live the truth of who you are. And that is enlightenment. And that is what we're going to experience in 2013 and beyond. We're going to go back to our values, the values of each country, the values of us as individuals and as a world. And who knows what the ride's going to be? Nobody can predict that. But what we can do is we can predict our own behavior. So, little bit of an energy update with what's going on. It is a Conversations with Carol show, so let's jump in. And hi, Juanita from Ohio.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, sweet.
Hi, I had spoken with you back in June, and you, because I was having these skin eruptions that was kind of like, I called them blood freckles is what they look like, and you had said that was due to my liver, and that there was anger and resentment and all that going on. And you had suggested flower essence was one of the things. And I started taking that. And like the fifth day of taking that, I just became so angry.
I always hate to bring that part up because it does. You know, we're kind of amazed at when it starts, sweetie, about, and I'll let you go back in a moment. But we're really, you know, when it starts to come up, it's like, oh, OMG again. I didn't know that I had this much inside me. So anyway, thank you.
Yeah. So then I had stopped because I felt guided to stop it. But then I still get really angry to the point where it's like I don't want to get out of bed. I just become kind of resigning from life. And then it's like, okay, then I'll get real angry again, and then I'll get up and all that kind of thing. So I don't know exactly what's going on. I believe it's just a process that I haven't felt these before, so this is coming up, and it's kind of like a detox with the emotions. But I'm kind of lost at times, and it gets a bit discouraging.
Oh my gosh, sweetie, this is the whole theme. I mean, I don't mean to take away your uniqueness. This is the whole theme of where it is. And I mean, you know, like you, I'm a positive person, and there's days I just want to pull the covers over my head and say, you know, why bother? What is this all about? And then it's like, okay, well, get your little bottom out of bed, Carol Reiberger. Let's get going and everything. One of the things that is going on, sweetie, is it is an emotional detox. You're calling it that is extremely accurate. And what it's doing is when you feel like you don't want to get out of bed, we have to really be careful that we're not going into a depression. I always, as a medical intuitive, need to look at that as well.
Okay.
But the bottom line of it is that sometimes in that quiet that we have, we're able to see beyond the obvious. And one of the things when I was preparing for the show this morning and was working with the council that I work with and everything, I said to, you know, can you offer me something that I need personally and hope and that I can share with others? And this is what they shared. You see what you're looking for. And that to me, when I got that, it's like, so you're trying to tell me that what I'm looking for, all these big emotional distractions, I'm looking for this anger that wells up inside of me. And then I go into this yada yada, well, I'm a spiritual person. I'm supposed to know how to do all this. And then I hear this chuckle and they go, well, just remember, Carol, you're quite human about this. But what it did is it made me stop and think, and I've shared it with you and everyone, and thank you, my love, for being the light for bringing this forward, is that maybe we have been looking at things through the wrong set of eyes. But the gift of that is that we can start looking at things the way we want them to be. And what I mean by that and what I gleaned out of it is that if I'm looking for anger, it's going to come to the surface. If I'm looking to work with anger, I'm going to attract the experiences that are going to bring it forward. I had an epiphany after that myself. Because I've been asking, probably like many of you, why did I happen to choose the family that I did? Why do I have the friends? Why do I have the challenges? Have you been asking yourself that?
To a certain degree, but then I resign. No, I shouldn't say I resign. It's I chose them for a reason. I know I chose all of it for a reason. And I've seen some of the reasons. I've been able to understand some of the reasons, but then lately when I've gotten to this really bad anger the last couple of days, it's like, oh man, this is stupid.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, well, what I mean?
That's a key word. Yeah, absolutely. So you know what I came to the conclusion?
What's that?
I came to the conclusion with this, and I'm going to share it with you because it may be the magic elixir that a lot of us are looking for, that the people that are in my life that basically are bringing that anger that's been buried very, very deep inside are doing their work. That is the soul agreement with them.
Yes.
And that agreement is to very honestly to teach me how, from a soul's perspective, to practice anger management. Now, the process in that anger management is, do I turn the other cheek, which we're conditioned to do? Do I speak my truth, which is something that I have tried to avoid because of the angst associated with it? Or do I just let this anger come to the surface, look at it, find a way to be able to see it differently, to realize that all they're doing is what I signed the agreement with them to do? That if we stay in this anger and it continues to boil inside of us, then we suffer. And we suffer so deeply emotionally that we actually destroy the physical body. And in my world as a medical intuitive, negative emotions do not make us ill. Anger does not make us ill unless we hold it inside and self-direct it. Edgar Cayce said this. The Hopi Indians have said this. A lot of the Native Americans, a lot of the shamans and wisdom keepers have said this. But the reality of it is for us to look at the root of that and then connect with ourselves. And I really am convinced that what this is this anger is it's teaching us how to do this anger management from our soul's perspective.
Now,
it's a cleansing.
When I get angry, I'm not getting angry at others. I'm getting angry at myself.
Absolutely. And that's the very best thing that we need to get up and out of us. It's kind of like having a bacterial infection inside of us and the immune system attacking that infection, creating inflammation and bringing it to the surface.
So because lately I've been getting kind of flu-ish like symptoms and feverish, and that's all due to this.
It is.
It's not something viral or anything.
Well, I'm going to go there.
Okay.
So yes, go ahead, sweetie.
I was just going to say something about candida and fungus, if that's systemic within me. And my third eye and my crown chakra in the back of my neck, which I know is like my, I forget which energy which chakra that's related to, those feel like they're blown open all the time.
Yes, that's the way it's designed. We're supposed to live blown open all the time, honestly.
Oh, so not, that's a good thing. Okay.
Absolutely. We're not, I mean, you know, again, it depends on if you're the receiver of that being blown open. You might not think that, but the reality of it is those chakras are connecting us with ourselves and saying, you know, let's let this come to the surface. But let's find an awareness. That was the epiphany for me with the anger part of it is, oh, this is part of me learning to work with this anger in a constructive, productive, positive way so then I can keep those chakras blown open.
Okay.
So from the particular standpoint with it, one of the things that you might do, and I don't have the answer because the epiphanies have just started unfolding the way that they do, is that what you might do is when you find this anger and everything, then do something you enjoy. I don't care if it's for a minute, 5 minutes, 5 hours, do something you enjoy. It's kind of like taking this anger as a little 3-year-old that's having a temper tantrum and you don't do time out with it. You just distract it.
Okay.
So that's the other thing. The other part of it is that this is an opportunity for you, as strange as it may sound, for you to get back into your body and to ask your body what it needs to bring back that balance within it. Yes, candida is a key component of who you are, and yes, it goes systemic. However, I want to say this, sweetie, as it feels to me, you have done a tremendous job making the changes in your life to manage it. This anger triggers it. Anger is a very acidic emotion. It's like taking a bag, 5-pound bag of sugar and eating a 5-pound bag of sugar.
Okay.
So it's a very acidic emotion. And if you can find an emotion that is an alkaline, meaning distracting and involving yourself in something that brings you the joy, eating foods that are alkaline, then you're going to get this candida back in check. The fatigue that you're feeling has triggered that virus that you have inside. It is Epstein-Barr. And what your body is doing is your body is saying that this needs to come out in a constructive way. Feed me. Give me the rest that I need. Let's do this together. Let's do it in cooperation. And then we can keep this virus under control. So the virus, the fatigue, the things that you're experiencing are another form of your soul saying, you don't want to go there.
Okay. And to counteract that is to do something I enjoy when I feel
absolutely.
That. Okay.
Absolutely. So something simple. What we're going to take enjoy because that's got mental. What makes you happy?
That's a hard question. I just like to laugh.
Perfect. Okay. So what do you do to laugh?
Watch things that make me laugh, like TV shows or whatever.
Perfect. So whenever the anger gets to a place where it starts to well up and you can feel it kind of bury you and depress your energy. By the way, you're not clinically depressed.
Okay.
Depress your energy. Then you need to go watch a movie for a few minutes.
Okay.
And you need to laugh.
Okay.
It sounds too simple, doesn't it?
Well, I've been kind of guided to do that. I just don't think I've listened to myself enough.
Well,
so
you know,
that,
honey,
was a thing.
and that's what this energy is about. It's about, you know, listening to those things. And, you know, we're kind of brilliant, but we're kind of slow, aren't we?
Yeah.
We're absolutely brilliant when we help everybody else, and we're really slow when it comes to us. And that's what this is about. And it's like I said, it's like your soul says, do you want to do it now? And it's like, no, I don't want to do it now. Soul says, okay. And then it comes back. It says, do you want to do it now? And it's like, no. And then it comes back, and it's like, oh, gosh, yes, now I want to do it. And that's what you do. But anyway, liver looks better. Whatever you've done from diet changes, letting this come forward, the constructive way that you've been working with it, first and foremost about allowing it to come forward, is that this is all a process. So we start looking at anger maybe from a different perspective, and that we see that anger is merely the soul's way of saying that you're in compromise and do you want to be here? And maybe we can manage that that anger by looking at it through the soul's perspective. And I do believe that maybe we can create world peace. And not only in our own individual world, in that little microcosm of who, or the macrocosm of who we are, but I think we can do this overall. And I do believe that's what the energy of this shift is all about. I don't know what it's going to look like, but I do believe that we're going to go back to the values that really have created the peace that we've had in other times in our lives.
That spoke really deeply to me, what you spoke of before the show, before taking the calls at the beginning of the show. That was like, oh, wow, that's explaining everything to me. So thank you for those insights very much.
Oh, you are welcome. I've had more people this month also in their readings have said to me, Carol, I feel so sad about where the world is. And my comment to that is that the sadness goes from anger to sadness. When we hit that sadness, our heart basically, physically can break. But the other part of it is it is literally the impetus for us to go in and say, it's not a bad world. That's what the guys were saying. If you want to look for bad, you're going to find bad. If you want to look for good, you will find good. And I think that sadness that's welling up is basically saying to us, maybe we need to shift our perception.
Yes. I was just wondering, is there anything to do with regret? Is that just trying to find your joy and what makes you happy then when you think of things that you've regretted that you didn't do or did do?
Well, absolutely. And the thing is regret is, and as I share with people, regret brings the awareness that we spend more time doing what's urgent versus what's important. That's a Stephen Covey line.
Oh, okay.
And that when we have regret, then what we're being asked to do is, do you want to continue putting the needs and the demands of others? And you have to weigh it. I mean, if it's your elderly parents or your children, then yes, you will put their needs before you, but be in control of it. But regret is that it's asking us, do you want to continue this pattern? And the answer is always no.
Okay. No, I never thought of it that way. That's a great way of looking at it.
Well,
thank you.
I would love to say in all of my profoundness and spirituality, I do need to thank the guides because they are in there just downloading like crazy. Say this, Carol, do that. It's like a little child with phonics card. They're putting up cards and say this, do that. Looks like an apple. Do that. Do this. So anyway, but great job on what you're doing, sweetie. Capture this, meaning capture the opportunity right now. Change what you need to. Give your body the rest. Maybe wanting to stay into bed, not getting out of bed, is maybe your body needs rest. But use this opportunity to keep that Epstein-Barr virus from basically wrecking havoc with your body. And you can do that through food. You can do that through the pleasure. You can do it through a lot of different things.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much for all your insights.
Well, thank you for being a beautiful light, for bringing this forward, because you made it really easy for me. So thank you for returning that to me. Light and love to you. You have a great day.
Thank you, Carol. You too.
All right. What we're going to do is let's take a quick commercial break right now. I'm going to come back, and I'm going to be taking a lot more calls and just sharing my medical intuitive skills. Stay tuned. I'm going to be right back.
Would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
What color is your personality? Red, orange, yellow, or green? Now at Reitberger.com, Dr. Carol Reitberger, an international leader in the field of personality psychology, brings you everything you need to know about your personality. With Carol's innovative insights and personality assessment, you can finally live the life you desire. create more satisfying relationships, enjoy better health, and much more. So act now. Discover your personality color and find out about the personality colors of the people in your life, all at Reitberger.com. What you learn will change your life forever. Have you ever wanted to talk with a medical intuitive to uncover the hidden meanings behind your aches, pains, and illnesses? Now you can. Internationally renowned medical intuitive Carol Reitberger is now offering personal and health-related readings. Discover your soul's purpose. Learn about the soul and the pre-birth agreements that you have with the people in your life. Readings can be booked online at www.reitberger.com. An hour with Carol can be life-changing.
Welcome back. If you're joining me for the first time right now, it's a Conversations with Carol show. And what that means is that I'm going to be taking your calls. I started out the show in the first segment talking about some of this crazy energy and the gifts behind it and the opportunities that we have to deal with some of this anger and the sadness, as my first caller brought forward and what she was dealing with. You know, isn't it absolutely fabulous the way the universe works from the standpoint that it brings to us these wonderful human beings that absolutely allow us to do our work and to learn from when we're helping them. So I love it. And thank you, my first caller, and I'm going to take a lot more calls. So if you do have a question for me, then what you can do is call me at 877-230-3062. Well, I've been talking about the last month about the fact that I've had a Facebook giveaway that I've been working toward on Tell Me What You Love About Your Personality. I just launched the new personality assessment. Actually, it's an old assessment, but a new launch of the personality assessment that I developed in 1991. And I put it online, and that what it does is you can actually, it's a very small membership fee, only $1.95. You can go in and poof, you can discover your personality color, red, orange, yellow, or green. And the purpose of that is that it can help you recognize and help you understand who you are and recognize the people in your life and to look at the differences between yourself and others from a different perspective, and that's perspective of personality color. And it helps really take away a lot of the charge that we have over people's behavior and how it impacts us. And what I mean by that is we really start to recognize, well, maybe they aren't really trying to make our life miserable, even though that seems to be the case, but maybe it is the fact that they just see the world differently. So on Facebook and Twitter for the entire month of August and part of September, I had a free giveaway where I was going to give away a reading and a book bundle, and then also 3-month free subscriptions to Gaiam TV. I was gifted enough, and I felt so pleased to do that, and gifted by a host called Regina Meredith on Gaiam TV that did an interview on me, and Gaiam was so generous by offering me free three-month subscriptions to their Gaiam TV programming. And so I'm going to be giving some of those away. So thank you, everyone, that told me what you love about your personality and for supporting my personality work. I walk two worlds. One side, I'm a medical intuitive, woo-woo, and the other side is that I'm a personality specialist, or I use that word, and my background is in personality behavioral psychology. So I literally walk two worlds, one world of research and groundedness in human behavior, and the other one in the woo-woo world of soul behavior. What a wonderful blend. But what I want to do is I want to announce the winners. So da-da-da-da-da-da-da, drum roll. So I have Tasha Lynn from the Facebook. She says, I love being an orange because I get to build bridges of peace and harmony between people at work. I get to assist others in seeing the best in themselves and their coworker. Tasha won an hour free reading with me. Congratulations. Cindy Marquette, I love my green personality. It's so diversified, always interested in what's around the corner, and my intuition is usually spot on. Went through some hard times, and I felt I had lost it, but it's back. Thank you, Carol, and others who have opened up the doors again. Cindy won the book bundle, which is a book, What Colors Your Personality, and then Love, What's Personality Got to Do with It. MyGIAM TV, free subscription. Winners are Sarah Edwards. She says, "Hi, Carol, I'm a yellow personality. What I love most about my personality is that I'm willing to be wrong for the sake of my growth, and I have now fully accepted who I am, warts and all." I can appreciate that as a fellow yellow. And looking forward to sharing your personality site with others. Al Jacobus, what I love about my personality is that I am open to all ideas, and no matter how weird they may seem to others, I like them. Jan Scott, I love the fact that I believe everything starts with today and that I can look forward to the future. And then also I have Kimberly Ledford Hauser from Twitter. She's my Twitter winner. Again, a GIAM free 3-month subscription. So thanks to all of you that entered my different contest on what you love about your personality. I loved reading all the different comments, and it kept that part of my world and kept part of who I am really involved and excited about it. So thank you all. You're going to be getting contacted by me, and we're going to set up those times and those dates and everything else and make all this happen. So once again, light and love to all of you. Appreciate your support so much. All right, so what I want to do is I want to get right back in and taking calls. So let's go ahead and take Diana. Hi, Diana. How are you, sweetie?
Hi, Carol. How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you.
My question for you today is I've been having this bodily rash. Well, a little history. I went abroad to Central America and had inflammation of the sinuses, so they gave me antibiotics for that. And then right after I came back to the U.S., I had diarrhea and then nauseous, and now I have this bodily rash, and now I am sick. So there's a lot that's going on in my body for the last 2 months.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So I need help. So what I tried to do by myself is I refrained from no sugar, no soy, no yeast, no wheat, no dairy, but I can't live like this.
Right. Oh, no. And well, and good thing that you tried, but you're absolutely right, because what it's doing is that while the process was the right step at the time, the reality of it is we've got to get some energy inside of you, sweetie. So we're going to have to go get back and kind of re-look at the eating process, look at what you've given up, look at what you need to start bringing back in. So are you working with alternative physician or practitioner?
No, I didn't. Because of everything that's happened and because I went abroad, I'm thinking that it's something either an amoeba or a virus or a fungus is inside me, hence why I have all this going on. So what I did is I went to a medical doctor, a conservative medical doctor, forced her to give me the certain test, stool test, and a blood test to narrow it down whether it is a fungus or amoeba or whatnot or virus. Mm-hmm. So I'm still waiting for that. But no, I haven't worked with an alternative medicine doctor.
Okay, that's great. I'm glad that you went to the medical doctor. I mean, not that I'm against alternative, but the thing is that from the alternative, what they would have done is most likely is run a lot of the same tests that your physician did. My sense is that you do have, it doesn't energetically feel to me like an amoeba. We've got some parasite activity that is in the intestine. And that feels like what we're really dealing with, a virus. I'm really not picking up that you have a virus, but I'm picking up that the symptomology, the way that your immune system is reading the chaos that's happening in that pH of your body is that it's reading it as if it is a virus. It does not feel like a virus to me.
But there is parasites in the intestines, correct?
Yes, it does feel like that we're going to find parasites in the intestines, that there was something that you ate that was contaminated. As careful as you tried to be, I have to say that, because I know that you were. I can feel it. But I think that it was something that probably, you know, as safe as it was, it just, and I'm going to go a step further, is that this parasite entered into you. It isn't one that you had there that became activated. I want to be really clear about that, because I think that that's going to you know, however the outcome is, that's something that you might want to figure out how to share with the doctor, is because this isn't something that was activated in you. It was something that basically was ingested. That is basic. It's creating this inflammation in the body, and that inflammation in the body is what's causing, you know, that flu-like symptom and so forth with it. It just doesn't feel like a virus to me, but it feels like the immune system has just really run amok with this thing. So one of the things that would be of value is that if, I really don't pick up the antibiotics are going to do anything with this. And I think that's why you probably didn't get the relief from the antibiotics that you were looking for, because we really aren't working with a bacterial infection. But my sense is if we could put you on some kind of parasitic cleansing or a way to deal with the parasites, your body will start to restore itself quite quickly. It feels like the parasite isn't, I have to say parasites, because it feels like there's a multiple activity. I honestly can't tell whether it's one or multiple. But what we need to do is create a very hostile environment for it. And then what it will basically do is it will die. And then in that death process, then it'll be eliminated. What your body is doing with a rash itself is it's basically letting you know that something inside of you is creating like a poisoning in you. And it's just trying to get it out to the surface of the skin. It can't stay inside. So it's got to come in the form of a rash. The rash is not contact dermatitis. So it's not something that you did. It's something that's inside that your body is saying, I need to get this up to the surface. Let's wash it. Let's cleanse it. Let's look at it. Let's look at the type of rash that it is. And then we can go from there.
Okay. And so what should I do from here on?
Yeah. So one of
with
the
my
I'm sorry,
no,
sweet. Go ahead. No, go ahead, please.
No. What should I do as far as with the conventional doctor or opt with the alternative medicine doctor?
Okay.
What should I?
Okay. First thing that I'm going to suggest that you do, are you taking oatmeal baths?
Oatmeal baths? No, I'm not.
Okay. You might want to look into that. Just as if you were getting chicken pox, which you're not. And this isn't shingles, but what you might do is you might find that the oatmeal bath will help calm the skin itself and will help get rid of the irritation itself. It'll basically dry up what's coming to the surface.
Okay.
So that's something that you can do. The other thing that you can do is that when you work with, let's go with the doctor, is that get the test back. If the doctor comes back and says, we don't have any kind of amoebas or anything, ask directly about the parasites and ask if it would do your body any harm if you went on a parasitic cleanse or a medication or something for a short period of time. If the doctor says no, that it won't create any kind of, you know, havoc, play any more havoc with your body, then I would encourage you to do that.
Okay.
The other thing is that we need to work on the immune system to get it from it's doing its job. It's trying to protect you. It's trying to get what's inside of you out. That's the most important thing of what's happening. But what it's doing is it's just causing some congestion. So you could, if you worked with an alternative practitioner, then what you'd want to look at is what kind of cleansing can you use. From an internal standpoint, what can you do to support your immune system? Very honestly, sweetie, right now, if I suggested putting you on supplements or putting you on any kind of even a liver cleanse, it just feels like we're just going to wreak a little more havoc with your body. It's almost like, let's just take a wait and see, work with the doctor, see where we go, get the rest, do the things, alkalize, look at the foods that you eat, and see if we can dry this up and get this out.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. Go ahead. No. Go ahead.
The alkalinity, by alkalizing your gut with the foods that you eat, will basically take away the environment that the parasite needs in order to be able to survive, and it will die.
Right. Hence why I kind of limited sugar, the wheat, and the dairy.
Absolutely. Perfect.
Stayed on veggies. And it's gotten better, but it's still there.
Right. But it's, but what we have to do is we just have to starve it. Think in those terms. We have to starve it. The skin irritation is your soul and body are in combination saying this is not good and healthy for me inside. Let's get it to the surface. Let's cleanse it. Let's get rid of the toxin buildup associated with it. Let's dry it up. Then let's take care of the inside. Let's starve it to death.
Okay.
And that's what it is. So did you go to a restaurant that you you ate some meat?
Yes, which I don't eat meat, but I started eating meat because I've been a vegetarian for 10 years and I don't usually eat meat. Mm-hmm. But I started, my body started craving for meat so much of it, and I'm anemic. So I said, you know what, let me start eating meat, but only chicken. So yes, I did eat meat.
Yeah. So the thing with this is you do need meat. You're absolutely, your intuition is spot on with that. You do need that meat. The other thing is, though, I'm picking up where this parasite came from, was you ate meat in a restaurant, and that's where it came from.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't water. It's not waterborne. It's not airborne. It actually feels, and it didn't feel like it came from any fruit. It feels like it was actually a meat parasite or some, and I have to go that way because that's what it feels like to me.
Okay.
But you do need meat, sweetie. So what it is if you know, a lot of times maybe the food, the processing is a little bit different. The fact that your body is anemic, the fact that you've had all these different things, it just was a kind of a perfect storm, sweet. So let's just starve it. Let's just starve it.
Okay. Okay. So I will work together with the conventional and the alternative doctor and see how we can get this under control.
Absolutely. And the thing, and you will get it under control.
I hope so.
No,
you
will.
If we basically
starve it, because this isn't the type of parasite that's going to linger. You know, as long as it's got the perfect little munchy munchy environment, it's a very happy, healthy thing. And when you starve it, it's going to be like, oh, I'm out of here. And it will be.
Okay,
all right.
Okay.
Light and love to you, sweetie.
Thank you so much, Carol. I appreciate it. Many blessings to you.
Oh, you are welcome. Okay. I want to take line one. Hi, Sugar.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Carol. This is Sindhu.
Have you picked me up sending information to you? I think about you all the time.
Oh, my God. No, I didn't. I was hoping that you would remember me because I talked to you 3 months back.
You
about
did.
This child. Oh, my God. I can't
you
believe
did.
This.
And, you know, and I hung up, and I honestly, my humanist says, oh, my gosh, Carol, what did you just do? And then the other part, the little soul said to me, you did exactly what you're supposed to. And then I would go in, and I would touch you, and I'd say, hi, sweetie, this is Carol again. How are we doing here?
Oh, my God. So, I really,
you know,
can't believe this.
you are a blessing to me, to be all of you, of course, all my listeners, but for you,
oh,
darling.
My God.
Oh, so. So how are we doing?
Oh, I just found out that I'm having a baby girl. I just wanted to update you with that and see, you know, what I just want to talk to the baby and see what I can do to, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
Need to help it out. And my other major question is, you know, I've become homesick and I want to go to India.
Right.
Not only for the delivery, but we are planning to move to permanently too. Do you think? Do you see that as a possibility in the near future? And you know how?
I
do you see in my energetic?
The first thing is that your baby loves music. She loves classical music. So if you can play her, she loves Beethoven and she loves Mozart. Those are the two that she feels to me that she loves. So she just wanted me to tell you. Also, you sing. She wants you to sing to her.
Oh,
you
my God.
Seem to hum and you seem to sing. So she wants that.
Okay.
As far as going home, what I would just do is let's sit tight for a little bit and let's get you into this rhythm because your body still feels like it's hormonally trying to get adjusted to the fact that you are pregnant and everything. And it doesn't mean that you're not going to go home. It just means right now it's just like, let's just kind of sit tight and let's get you into this groove and get your hormones where it needs to be. That's what it feels like. Move in the future, absolutely. Your husband has a wonderful opportunity that feels like it's presented itself to him. Is that accurate?
Not so much. But if he really tries, he might get the opportunity. But, you know, we have settled here for a long time and he doesn't want to, you know, it takes time and an effort to look for a job, so he doesn't want to do that right now.
Okay, well, and I understand that, but I can tell you there is a wonderful opportunity that is going to present itself, kind of lay itself at his feet, that is going to be part of the move that you asked me about. And it doesn't, again, it doesn't feel like he has to go looking I mean, he has to do the work. He has to put the, you know, the movement forward from the standpoint that there is this desire to kind of it. And it doesn't feel like it's a change of job. It's just a wonderful opportunity that uses his natural skills. And put that out there and, you know, look and, you know, whether he looks at monster.com or whatever it may be, look for it, look for it. But it's going to present itself and it's going to be and then a move will be associated with it.
Well, that's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah, it will. And then as far as going home, I keep hearing this little, your mom, it's kind of like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, oh my gosh, in that. And so my sense is that you will go home for a short period of time. It just doesn't feel like right now.
Okay.
But, yeah, oh. You made me cry with tears of joy.
But is everything all right with the baby?
Yes.
And should I do anything else apart from singing and playing the classical music?
No, she just, I mean, she's just going to, you're going to be prettier. I mean, she just is here to support you, to give you what you've been looking for most of your life. And she's already started it, and she's just going to continue it and everything. One thing is you do feel like you get tired. So if that is that truly the case, sweetie, that you are getting tired?
Not so much, though, but little bit, yeah.
Okay. When you do, just kind of take it easy. I'm not picking up any problem. It's just your body feels like it's hormonally trying to adjust, and I feel it get tired. And when it gets tired, it just needs to rest.
Yes.
You know, it's kind of like you don't need to be super mom or anything. Just give yourself what your body needs. But anyway, so I'm very, very, very pleased and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you, Carol, so much. And it's really a blessing to talk to you, and I'm glad you're doing what you're doing.
Thank you very much. All right. So let's see. I have a very, very short time. So, Nikki, I've got a very short time, sweet line, too. Let's jump in and try to make this happen.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, honey.
It's nice talking to you.
You too. How can I help you?
Well, I've been having weight issues since probably teenagers mostly, and I was wanting to know what really it is that's holding me back from losing the weight.
Number one,
because
it's genetics, first of all, is that what it is. It's tied to the serotonin, dopamine, primarily that process. You don't feel like you're a binge eater, correct?
No.
Yeah, you just feel like you've got a sluggish thyroid, kind of kicks in gear, woohoo, and then it's like it goes on siesta, doesn't want to do anything. So we've got some genetic predisposition around thyroid in your family. Your metabolism slows down. Hormones are also impacted by that, or they impact the thyroid. But it actually feels like what you're dealing with, sweetie, is something that is a genetic predisposition. Now, the reason for sharing that is that hopefully what it will do is it won't put you into despair that this is going to be the rest of your life. But what hopefully it'll do is it will help you recognize why all the things you've done is not giving you the change and the relief you're looking for.
Okay. That's true.
So the first thing is it's not that you haven't tried. So let's keep doing that. Let's keep trying. But one of the things is that there's a natural pattern in you that you put yourself under protection. That's the emotional aspect of it. You march to a different drummer, highly developed in your empathic and ultra-sensitive skills. And it's, sweetie, it's kind of sometimes this world looks like it's very open and receptive, and other times it feels very hostile. And that's a balancing act that you've been living with most of your life, and it's a balancing act that you're living with right now. And especially as ultra-sensitive and picking up what's going on, is that it's just like, oh my gosh, I just need to kind of just protect. And that's what it's, what's happening with it. The other thing that just popped in very quickly is I keep picking up inside of you that you've tried and tried and tried and nothing's happened. And I keep hearing this inside of you. Well, why bother? Carol, why bother? And what I want to do is I want to tell you that why bother is also a residual of your childhood when you would try things and it never seemed to go anywhere, or people wouldn't listen, or whatever the story was behind it. But the difference is do bother. Keep trying. Keep giving your body what it needs, the health, the food, the rest, the movement that it needs, and then your body will respond in like kind. And then what that means is a little bit of weight will go away. Woohoo. And then maybe a little bit more will go away.
That's movement wonderful. Is, you're 100% accurate, by the way.
Oh, thank you for that. Well, you know, I hate to run, but I do need to run, sweetie.
I understand.
But thank you for
thank
those
you.
Kind, wonderful words. My pleasure. Thank you, everybody, for joining me for the Conversations with Carol show. What I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be coming back next week. That's right. That's what I do. Anyway, I'm looking forward to spending my time with you next week on Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. You have a wonderful week. Light and love to all of you. And I'm going to see you next week on the radio. Hang on. Sit down, buckle up, and hang on. Light and love. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to The Carol Rideberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. See you soon.